Prior to a town hall he was hosting in Grand Rapids, I had the opportunity to sit down with United States Representative Justin Amash and ask him a few questions. As President Donald Trump has proposed cutting the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%, Representative Amash didn't give the president his full support, but did say he favors corporate tax cuts.
Corporate taxes should be cut. Individual taxes should be cut. Our current tax code has a lot of corporate welfare in it, where some companies get a lot of benefits and other companies don't. So we should try to level the playing field and keep taxes low for as many people as possible.
While many pundits have called President Trump's tax plan a rehashing of Reaganomics, I asked Representative Amash if trickle-down economics can work in 2017.
Well, I'm not sure what the phrase trickle-down economics even means. I believe in free market economics, and we should give as many people the opportunity to be successful in this country as possible, and the best way to do that is to get government out of the way.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, I asked Amash if he supported a spending bill that the House is scheduled to consider next week. The bill would cut nearly $1 billion from FEMA, or the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I think we have to go back and look at the entire budget. There may be some funding that we want to tweak, but we're going to have disaster relief in this country, and that's going to be a part of life here because we have emergencies. When we have emergencies like this, that we have enough funds available and that we're being responsible with our budget at the same time.
Finally, I asked Representative Amash how confident he feels that a government shutdown in September can be avoided.
Not totally confident because we don't know what to expect with the current administration. We do need to cut spending, and we also need to bring down our deficit and address our long-term debt.
Congress is back in session next Tuesday. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.